B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Troy, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey!
So, I went on a date. I met this girl during, you know, quarantine on Bumble. Girl named Nancy. Conversation was great. I was really into her being, like, laid back and, like, you know, very well-traveled. And I really felt like we were, you know, kind of making a connection. And we went along and, you know, we decided to have one of these, like, you know, social distance dates. Yep. And it went really great. It went really well and we got along fantastic. And then again, we met for a hike, for a second date. We went on a hike. We saw some nature. It was absolutely so much fun. But I haven't heard from her since. And I'm, like, trying to figure out why I got ghosted, you know?
Do you think you did anything or said anything that might have... A lot of times, what people do is, like, in a conversation, especially on a hike, you really, like...
Yeah.
You really, like, go stream of consciousness, you know what I mean? So, do you think there's something that you might have said that she might have misinterpreted? Something political, something... I don't know. What do you think?
Like, I'm not a big, like, politics guy, so I don't, like, really delve into that. I don't think I did anything wrong. I thought it was polite and nice, and I thought we really kind of had a vibe together. So I'm kind of at a loss as to why she's never called me again.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll try and give her a call, and if she answers, we can find out for you why she's not into you, or we can make something happen.
Ooh, I like that. Thank you.
No problem. Hold on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Troy. He's so damn polite. Oh, my God. I want to get this guy a date. I hope he didn't. Well, he's polite to us. So he's looking for this girl, Nancy. They met on Bumble, and they did a couple of quarantine-type dates, and they actually went hiking together. That was the last time they hung out.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, are you sure you didn't say anything weird? Just in the midst of a conversation, sometimes it comes out. And when I say weird things, I mean, listen, we had a giant debate recently about wiping your butt after you take a dump, and it got heated because some people sit up when they do, some people sit down when they do it, some people stand up when they do it. So you just never know what could set someone off. But okay, here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna try and call her now, so stay quiet and we'll take it from there. Okay.
Yeah?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling you. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Listen, we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. This person, they know who you are. You know who they are. So they just wanted us to reach out to you because they feel as if you... he feels as if you and him have a connection. And so...
Really?
Well, yeah. And when I tell you his name, you might be surprised, but I don't think you'll be shocked. Anyway, so what we're offering you is, if you agree to this, we're offering to pay for any type of date that you choose to do with this gentleman. And again, okay. How about I just tell you the guy's name?
All right.
His name is Troy.
I don't think so.
So he said the last time you guys hung out was a hike.
Yeah, we went hiking. We met. We drove in separate cars. We're distancing and everything, doing everything right. Then we went to leave, and I look in my mirror. I see him naked running across the parking lot. I am, like, blown away by this.
Wait. You saw Troy naked?
Yes.
Running across the parking lot?
Yes.
Wait, and this is in public? Like, there's other people around?
I'm like, I'm floored. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I mean, well, he's running naked through the parking lot. I'm going, what the?
Visualize this right now. So you finish the date. You go to your car.
Yeah.
You look in the rear view, and he's just running naked.
Yes. I couldn't erase that from my mind's
eye. Maybe his meds ran out right at that precise time. Okay, well, hold on.
I don't know.
Nancy, Troy is, I believe, still on the phone. He's listening to this.
Oh, no.
Troy.
Yes.
Yes. You heard what Nancy said.
All right. You know, like, the whole entire date was fantastic, but the entire time I had to take the worst, okay? So I had to go to the bathroom, and I was like, no way I was going to make it home, you know?
Yeah.
So I went down this, like, little trail, and, you know, I kind of took my shorts off. I had my shirt off already because we were hot from hiking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of, like, getting ready to do my business. And just as I'm, like, finishing up, this whole family of five comes walking down right by me. None of them wearing masks. And they were all, like, some of them were sneezing. And I just panicked when they saw me, and I just took off across the parking lot.
Thank you for that image, Mel.
I was going to say, so...
This is so strange.
I just want to recap here. You're taking a dump in the woods.
Yeah.
You saw a family that wasn't wearing masks. You heard a sneeze, and that made you run to your car naked?
Yeah, I kind of got it. Well, I also got startled. I didn't expect to see anybody in that compromising position.
Right,
and
right.
And then the sneeze on top of the sneeze and all and the shame involved, so, I just took off.
So, yeah, you took off and you're like, I'll sneak away. This family won't see me, but everybody who's pulling into or out of the parking lot is going to see a naked man running to his car. And it wasn't even like, I was hoping he was going to say a bear or something like that. This dude was like, a five-year-old sneezed. So, I mean, look, at least you got the explanation. At least it's not... Well, I don't know what else it could have been, but at least you know why he was running across the parking lot naked. Would you like to see him again? It'd be on us. I can guarantee, hopefully, that won't happen again. Right, Troy?
How about we just not go on a hike next time?
Yeah, let's not do it next time. How about that?
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
You could experience a whole wide range of emotions when you're on a date with somebody. You know. Excitement, of course, happiness because you like the person, sadness, maybe you're talking about in something, you know, in your past and you get kind of sad, or even anger. That's something the person says. That all makes sense. But the one emotion you definitely should not feel on a date is fear. Otherwise you're gonna be talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10th. Check out one tomorrow, 8:10, right here with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.